I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Waco Incorporated is a Michigan company that processes health forms. It has begun requiring its workers to submit to random tests for nicotine in their blood. It doesn't want to employ any smokers. Four workers have said they will not take these tests. They've now been fired by the company. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, can an employer legally require this kind of thing, that is, begin imposing it on employees who are already there?
Well, apparently so in Michigan, at least, although so far there's been no legal challenge to this specific policy. In fact, we should say that we haven't been able to talk to any of these workers who quit, so at this point we don't know if they left because they don't want to give up smoking, or perhaps they did it on privacy grounds. Legal experts say workers in Michigan, though, don't have legal protections against losing their jobs over lifestyle behavior issues, although more than half the states do have such laws. These workers at Waco Incorporated had a 15-month notice that they'd be terminated by the end of January. The head of the company, Howard Wires, says about 200 workers did kick the habit, but four of them did decide to leave before the company's mandatory testing kicked in.
So is the list of forbidden worker activities getting longer these days?
Well, Waco's CEO, for example, was quoted as saying he's also concerned about overweight workers, and he understands that if you're obese, you are legally protected. So he's brought in an eating disorder therapist to talk to workers, and he's offering other incentives like health-related bonuses and vouchers for health care clubs. But some worker rights advocates do wonder where all this could end up. They're questioning whether the next time, for example, it might be cholesterol testing or a check of a worker's family health history, or even further, one legal expert questions why this couldn't apply to the risks of childbirth or even sitting in the sun.
I guess I misstated that they were, well, I was didn't misstate it. I was just simply wrong when I said they were fired. They quit before they would be fired. Tell me, have the tobacco companies weighed in on any of this?
Well, they're staying out of this so far. A spokesman for Philip Morris says the company believes it's a matter between an employer and employees, and it says that it's not lobbying for more worker protections to block policies like this. This is seen by a growing number of companies, though, as an expense issue. For example, Howard Wires says employers need to worry about rising health care costs because it does affect the bottom line, not only his, but the paychecks of other employees. And about 5% of employers do tack on higher health care premiums for smokers. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at what's happened within NASA and the U.S. space industry in the 2 years since the Columbia shuttle crash.
Bob, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.